Chapter 4. Anna. Up or down? That's the classic debate most women face when trying to get ready for a night out. I thread my fingers through my brown hair and pull it up off my neck as I stare at myself in the mirror. I twist my head from side to side. Of course I want to look sexy, but I don't want to give Xavier the impression that I'm easy. I'm far from that. Oh my God, Anna! I can't believe you were sitting next to professional wrestling's resident badass, not to mention one of the world's sexiest men alive, according to the last magazine I read. You got to sit next to this tasty treat of a man for nearly 4 hours. How did you keep from spontaneously combusting right there on the plane? Quinn wonders out loud as she lies on her belly, scouring the internet for information on Phenomenal X. I don't think the guy takes a bad picture, ever. He does the whole fuck me vibe without even trying. Since you're so adamant you aren't into him, you might have just stopped me from jumping his bones in public. I allow my hair to fall loosely around my shoulders. Down it is. Why would someone like him be into someone like me? Quinn's eyes snap up in my direction as I spin away from her dresser mirror to face her. Please, Anna. Please tell me you're not one of those self-loathing chicks who can't see your own beauty. I know you're smarter than that. I shake my head. It's not like I just said I was ugly, Quinn. I just meant that he's a celebrity and I'm, well, boring and plain. She shoves herself up from the bed. Boring, yeah. I might have to agree with you on that one, because if a guy like Phenomenal X showed the slightest bit of interest in me on a plane, we'd be joining the Mile High Club in a snap, even if I had to turn myself into a human pretzel to make it work in that tight-as-hell bathroom. She laughs at herself as she makes her way over to me and spins me back around to face the mirror. But Anna, plain you most certainly are not. We are Cortez women. We are naturally beautiful. No man can resist our charms when we use them. It's a gift from the deities, designed to help us maneuver this crazy man-made world. I stare at Quinn through the mirror. Easy for you to say. You're beautiful. Her hands slide up on my shoulders. Not as beautiful as you. I've always been insanely jealous of your nose and green eyes. My eyes wide.